four, three, two, one, zero. Ignition, lift off.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Vehicle's pitching downrange.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Digicom Cafe for another episode of Radio on the Rocks. Today is Monday, October 19th, and it's a rainy day, quite murky outside. I have had a couple of great breaks in the rain, though, to go out and work the International Space Station on their APRS frequency, 145.825. I've been really enjoying that a lot lately. I've been working, making a lot of contacts with a lot of other hams out there, at least I hear them. It's kind of challenging to actually send a message through the system. Those of you that have experience in like AO-91 or AO-92, some of the busier satellites, know exactly what it's like when you have dozens of people transmitting up to an FM repeater or digipeater at the same time. Only the strongest will survive. I have been fortunate enough to make a couple of contacts. I just did this one recently, and I probably sent out about four or five messages and nothing came back. But I heard about 14 or 15 different stations out there that got through the system. That's a Kenwood THD-74 that has a built-in TNC and some pretty neat software to be able to send and receive messages in APRS, as they call it, APRS. Anyway, it's been kind of an interesting week. We've been in quarantine. Little illness in the family that seemed a little bit more severe than a typical flu bug or cold. So my wife and I both got tested for COVID on Tuesday, and it came back today, both negative. So we're not in quarantine any longer, and my wife is feeling much better, thank goodness. And appreciate all my friends out there that have been praying for us. We're kind of surprised that she has been sick with a fever and body aches all week, and me, nothing. So what have you been doing lately? I haven't been on doing podcasts for quite a while. Been too busy enjoying the hobby, getting a new PC, one I picked up for $100, a full system, a Dell desktop computer system that has brand new install of Windows 10. And I spent quite a bit of time installing all of my amateur radio-related software on there, including BlueDV for Windows. Put my thumb DV in the USB slot, and now I can do DMR, D-Star, and Fusion. Oh, and I also got a new radio since we've been out here last. I've gotten into Fusion. Picked up a FT-70D and having a ball with that, using it through my Pi-Star hotspot. So I can do Wires X and go to any number of reflectors very easily. Probably the easiest radio I've had used yet for programming. Don't need a code plug. DMR is not hard for me now. It was difficult in the beginning, like it is for many of you, I'm sure. D-Star was way complicated for me. I can't understand. So many people said D-Star was so easy. There was nothing easy about it in my experience, but we do have it working now, and I do have it fairly well understood and can do a lot of things with it too. So I've got a nice assortment of digital radios, three DMR radios. I've got the ICOM ID31A, which is UHF, D-Star and analog. Now I've got the FT-70D, which is analog and fusion. I've got the THD-74, the Kenwood, that I use for D-Star and analog. It's basically my satellite radio. There's so many things I can do on it, plus recording satellite passes on the SD card is very handy. I can also do that on my ID31A. It also has an SD card. And it's very handy for recording those things and playing it back and capturing those correct call signs and grid square information for logging. But I always said I was not going to get another digital radio, and here I am, broke down, caved in. I'm having fun with Fusion, but now I got all these radios I have to carry with me. It's a sickness. I'm sorry to say it's a sickness. My wife would probably agree. I'm very peaceful here in the shack. enjoying HF, slow scan television, Fusion, D-Star, Blue DV, I mean, just everything. There's so many fun things to do in this great hobby. So what's new with you? Do any of you guys do Fusion? I have a new reflector set up for us for the cafe, and I've been using this phrase, the cafe, on a couple of platforms to make it simple. Instead of Digicom Cafe, which a lot of people have difficulty pronouncing correctly, so I just call it the cafe. And we have a Fusion reflector in the treehouse. The cafe is in the treehouse. And no, you don't have to climb the tree. It's David's new Fusion project, the treehouse project. And when I say David, I mean PA7LIM over in the Netherlands, the creator of Blue DV and also Blue DV Ambi, Peanut, and now the treehouse project. So what is different about this? Well, this Treehouse project uses some of the concepts taken from his Peanut app. So basically, he has three Fusion reflectors: WorldLink reflector, EuropeLink, and JapanLink. Each of these reflectors has a web-based dashboard. For example, worldlink.pa7lim.nl is the address to the WorldLink. EuropeLink.pa7lim.nl is the dashboard for the European link, which is actually the more active reflector. And JapanLink.pa7lim.nl. Phonetically, that's Papa Alpha 7 Lima India Mike dot November Lima, in case you couldn't understand what I was saying. But anyway, those three websites are the dashboard for each of those reflectors. Now, once you check in or connect to that reflector using either Blue DV for Windows or maybe your Fusion radio going through a hotspot, you can then change to whichever room you want, and you can have up to 99 rooms. On the dashboard, you will see a drop-down besides your call sign once you're connected, and you can control it from your web browser on your phone or your computer. That will put you into that room. You can also do it on your radio. There is a DG-ID section on your radio that you can set in your parameters, your settings. That will then automatically change to that room when you key up using WiresX, communicating with your hotspot. On those reflectors, you'll also see kind of a directory of all the rooms with the associated DGID number. So for example, the cafe on WorldLink reflector has the DGID of 18. The active one on EuropeLink would be HubNet, and that has a DGID number of 38, or room 38. And those are the settings you would need to use on your radio to control where you want the transmissions to go once you're on the reflector. So those of you in Fusion who are looking for a new place to hang out, and there are a lot of very quiet rooms out there, we'd like to get more action here in the cafe. Come on in, enjoy the conversation about what else we have in our buffet. I've updated our website, our Facebook alternative, digicomcafe.com, with the latest information. I've set up my Discord comm server, Digicom Cafe on Discord, to be also a recording studio. There's a channel in there that only certain people will see, my guests. And we've got a recording artist that comes in there. His name is Craig. Craig automatically records in separate channels. I love it. So from now on, I'm going to do any of my personal interviews with fellow hams in the Digicom Cafe's Discord server, or DCS. So that's something I'm looking forward to. I've yet to do that. Something new that I just got set up. Let's see what else is new. Oh, we've got lots of activity on the yacht group. New kids coming in all the time. If you'd like to introduce your youngster or a family member or a neighbor, young neighbor, who is interested in amateur radio communications, if you'd like to introduce them to what we do here in ham radio, feel free to introduce them to Captain Ed of the yacht. YACHT stands for Young Amateurs Communications Ham Team. And we have nets almost nightly, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, on the Echolink conference server. If you want to bring your youngster in with you using your phone, he doesn't have to be a license to talk and check into the net as long as you're there using third-party traffic. Ed would love to add them to the group. You don't have to have a ham license to be a part of it. But we're there to encourage young people, help them get their license, and find some fellowship with other young peers. We have many families with ham parents that are bringing their kids in, whole families of licensed kids, which is kind of exciting too, that your child or friend, relative would love to maybe talk to and pick his brain, ask questions about this great hobby and all the things you can do in it. So that's an update here. We keep ourselves plenty busy. I hope you do too. I'm looking forward to an upcoming interview as soon as I find someone who's interested and has a wonderful story to tell. I just thought I needed to check in with y'all, let you know that I'm doing well. I'm enjoying the hobby and exploring all aspects of it. But my big favorite thing now is APRS via the International Space Station. And there's a handful. If you go to ariss.net, you can see much of the activity. The U.S. map starts out every morning with just a handful of calls working its way from east to west as the day goes on. You'll often see me there in the central part of the country in Arkansas, K5DCC-7. That's my call sign that I use for APRS. And, of course, you can always go to the other frequencies on the International Space Station and actually talk with people on the new repeater system there, or download slow scan TV images, too. I just joined recently the ISS Fan Club. There's a website for it. I think they're also active on Facebook. And there's a lot of activity going on with the space station, a lot of interest in amateur radio in space. If you have any questions or comments or ideas of things you'd like to learn about, please feel free to send me a message on the anchor.fm platform here on my podcast platform. Just click on send message. You've got up to 1 minute to leave a recording. And if it's something pertinent and interesting, I would be happy to share it in my next podcast. So that's about all I've got here. Please follow me on Facebook, the Digicom Cafe Facebook group, on Twitter, also in our Mighty Networks platform, which is a Facebook alternative, basically my personal website that's very interactive. We have now over 300 members of our community there. Please feel free to join us at k5dcc.com, which forwards you to digicomcafe.com. 73, God bless. Stay radioactive.
Thank you for listening to this Radio on the Rocks Cafe cast. We invite you to join our Mighty Networks amateur radio community at members.digicomcafe.com.
Hi, this is Extra Class Amateur Radio Operator, K5DCC. I just upgraded to my extra class last year. You know how I did it? I used HamTest Online. Did you know that HamTest Online is the top-rated study program on eham.net? 97% of reviewers gave them 5 stars. They have more 5-star user reviews than all other study methods combined. And success is guaranteed. If you fail the amateur radio license exam, they will refund your subscription. It's a no-brainer. You pass the exam or get a full refund. Try it for yourself at hamtestonline.com.